The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, described last night's budget as honest and practical. But is it really? And how will it affect you? Well, some of the measures announced, as we've been speaking about this morning, include drug testing welfare recipients, cuts to family tax benefits to parents who don't vaccinate their children, and lifting the freeze on Medicare rebates to improve incentives for GPs to bulk bill. But there are measures that some say have been left completely out of the budget, like help with social housing. Well, this morning we'll be speaking to a number of people, but we're starting first with Trish Evans from Social Futures. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
So, you know, we know that there's an enormous pressure on house prices. They've been rising for inexorably, it seems. And that, of course, has a ripple-on effect right through the housing market, leaving people who have the least means often in the most vulnerable position. Did you see anything last night that gave you some hope that there would be a light at the end of the tunnel for people who need social housing or even affordable housing, for that matter?
I guess yes, but it was. There's nothing that's immediate, and there's nothing that I think we in a location outside of Sydney or Melbourne will have to work especially hard to make any of those measures join up. It was really good to hear, because as you said, it affects people right across the housing spectrum, from homelessness through to home ownership. And it was very good to hear that there will be more security for homelessness services with funding.
Okay. And is that significant? Was there a figure put on that?
There is a figure put on it, but I think what's more significant is that it is ongoing funding. Homelessness funding, it feels, has to be fought for at 12-month intervals almost, and so there is a commitment to not be going through that process repeatedly. Okay. And also there will be, there's a commitment or a requirement for state governments to match additional funding promised.
There was some discussion that younger people will be allowed to tap into their salary sacrifice in order to be able to save a deposit for a home, while at the other end of the spectrum, people who want to downsize, older Australians, can put a large chunk of the proceeds, $300,000, into their super funds. The government saying this will free up housing stock, which will have a flow-on effect for everyone, including people who need affordable housing. Do you think that's really the case? Is it really going to have an impact? Or is it going to have the reverse effect with more people having more money to spend on housing, such as young people trying to get into the market for the first time?
Well, look, it depends on who you talk to. Taking the salary sacrificing option into super for people, for first home buyers, that presumes that people have the capacity to save additionally to what they are currently saving. And it also still does not stop them having to compete with the tax advantage investment purchases, because there's no changes to the tax advantages through negative gearing and capital gains tax. A very minor change to it, the capital gains tax discount, whereby if people are investing in housing that is considered affordable, their discount rises from 50% to 60%. And it might have been a lot better to look at that as a reduction in the incentive down from 50%, and that would then create revenue for government.
When it comes to welfare payments, we've been speaking this morning about the government's measures to test drug test recipients, randomly, and cut payments if people miss job interviews. Do you think that will affect many people here? And was there much else in the budget when it came to welfare?
No, there wasn't. And I think that it is, it rests on there being jobs available. And we know that in our region, nationally, but we know particularly in our region, there are very low levels of employment opportunities.
Do you think the drug testing move is a good one, a neutral one, or perhaps not so good?
I think it is just a targeting. It is a pretty random thing to do in every respect. And it does, it's again suggesting that people's state of being unemployed is of their doing. And that particular one is suggesting that unemployment is due to substance abuse. So it's drawing a pretty long bow. And it's just not recognising that the bigger issue is job creation.
And did you see anything that's going to generate jobs in the region that you were pleased with?
Look, again, I say this relies on us trying to carve out opportunities. There's infrastructure spending, and that is what the federal government seems to be resting its job creation opportunity in, but any of the particular infrastructure projects mentioned will have no impact on us. There is the growing better regions opportunity, but that really will require, it's another measure that will require a cooperation right across all levels of government and outside of government as well to see local opportunities come from that.
I guess the news that the Medicare rebate will be lifted and that bulk billing will be more widely available is something that may well affect many of the people you represent?
Oh, certainly it will, but if you listen to medical spokespeople this morning, that's a gradual unfreezing, and we've got a long way to claw back there. We have... in terms of bulk billing providers.
Because we have so few in this region.
Yes, yes.
And we'll be speaking in about 10 minutes' time to Tony Lemke, the chair of the Primary Health Network, about that very subject. Trish Evans, thank you for speaking to me.
Thanks, Jo.